All right, Mumphy, a good day for you. Maybe not an awesome day. Like, I don't know how stoked you are, but I think it was a good day.
Yeah, I mean, hard rides for sure. And
I never saw you up front, so no, starts weren't good.
No, starts were terrible. First moto, I think I was 30th on the first lap. Second moto, I had to have been near there. But, yeah, I mean, hard charges, and hopefully I got to show a little bit of something to some people today. I mean, I don't know. Definitely a bit of a struggle, just privateer team, you know. Yeah. The altitude is gnarly, and, you know, all the bikes are good. So definitely a struggle. A lot of the times I'd have to sit behind people for a little while, and then once they get tired, make my move.
Set it up, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, 14-14 isn't the best, but I'm healthy, and a lot of guys crashed today. So,
and also, a lot of guys were struggling with the heat, man. There looked to be some tired dudes.
Yeah, I didn't get tired at all today.
Yeah.
So, Davey, only been with him for a few months now, but we're working our asses off. So, hopefully we can keep it going and come in strong for High Point. I've never been there, so stoked to be there and stoked to do better.
What's he helped you with the most, you think?
I
didn't feel like fitness was an issue for you, you know, generally speaking.
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, in outdoors last year, I might have felt worse, but I didn't really let it affect me. Today, I didn't feel tired at all.
Yep.
Davey's definitely helped me with just being strict on diet, training, sleep. Like, it's the whole package, you know? Like, there's no loose end. You know,
you almost got to be kind of miserable to compete at this end, at that high end.
For sure, definitely. I was pretty pissed. He was staying with me for all week a week ago, and he's banging on my door every morning at 6:30. Let's go bike ride. I'm like, dude, it just gets a bit of a grind, but you know, I definitely want to be a great rider. So I know what it takes, and I'll do what I got to do.
Yeah, I was impressed with you today because you kept charging from the back. What sucks though is you almost, like a guy like you, you want to catch some eyes, you want to open some eyes. What you got to do is get a top three start
and fade to 15.
Right, right. Like,
yeah, I would much rather have the camera on me for two laps and then everybody talk crap that I faded, but they saw my speed.
Some managers would be like, ooh, I can work with that.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, it's whatever. You know, I passed a lot of factory guys towards the end, and hopefully they had their eyes mid-pack because that's where I was. But, yes, generally speaking, my fitness is pretty good, so we'll just work on what we got to work on for next weekend.
You know, if Millsaps had worked as hard, and make sure you tell him this, if he had worked as hard like now as he did when he was actually racing, he'd have like three times the wins.
Oh, he tells me that the same thing. He's like, listen, I didn't work this hard and until basically the end of his career is what he's telling me. You know, he's just like, learn from my mistakes and just listen to me. And you're not going to like me, but just listen to me. And, you know, last week I was, after a workout, I was laying on the floor like wanting to cry, like just dead, and I had to wake up and do 240s the next day, and I'm like, dude, what are we doing? And he's like, just trust me, dude, just trust me, you're gonna hate me, but give me till like red bud and hopefully we got some good results by then.
You know what's funny, and I'll let you go after this, you know what's funny is a lot of riders in the pits here think they're working hard, and they are working hard for a normal guy. They think they are working hard, but when you get into a Baker program or with Davey, or you know what rocks, you're like, wait, I didn't even know it was possible to do all these things.
Yep, exactly. Like last year, I suffered really bad in my motos, but I just figured like, oh, you just got to suffer, you know.
That's what moto is.
Yeah. Today I didn't really suffer my moto, and Davey's like, yeah, obviously the weekend should be the easiest day of the week, and I'm like, yeah, I guess, because, I mean, I've never suffered this bad ever during the week. Like, just having to do 40s and gym, two bike rides every day, I was like, dude, I'm not even going to be able to race this weekend. And then it was fine. So, yeah, I guess got to trust the process a little bit. And
it's cliche, but you really do.
Yeah, it's super cliche, super cliche. That's what every privateer that's trying to make it says. But, you know, I definitely believe in Davey, and he believes in me. So just keep attacking it.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yep.